Well, hello, and everybody. This is your host of the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. So glad you joined me today. I have a very special show. I would also say it's an important show for anybody that's ever gone through a loss. So, you know, me personally, years ago, you know, if I lost a pencil, I would go through grief. But we're talking major losses, right? We're not talking about losing a pencil or losing something, a material object. We're talking about deep loss when you lose a family member, a friend, somebody that you're close to. And we're talking about not only lose the loss, the grief process, but how do you reignite your life after that? How do you get back on track? How do you take what's happened, learn from it, grow from it, understand what's going on, and be able to turn your life around so that you live a life filled with joy, with happiness, with vitality, with abundance, with love in your life again, right? That is no small feat, but it can be done. And I have a very special guest who I've known for many years that's going to be on the show today. We're going to be talking about the process of grief and, just as important, how to step into your power, even become more powerful after going through this grief period. So it's not a downer show. It's an up show. I don't want you to feel like, oh, we're going to bring up a bunch of wounds in your life and you're going to feel down. No, that's not what this show's about. This show's about empowering you to step into your power and take your life to the next level. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, my guest will join us.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Again, your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, my guest is the one and only R.V. Robinson. R.V., welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me today.
You know, for those of you that don't know R.V. Robinson, she is a master speaker trainer, international keynote speaker, best-selling author 5 times. She teaches business owners how to use public speaking and marketing strategies so they can attract more clients, generate unlimited leads, and grow their businesses fast. She's been doing that for many, many decades. But RV had a experience she's going to tell you about that stopped all that for a moment. It stopped it dead in its track, and it changed her in great ways that it's amazing. It's amazing how it changed you. So let's just talk about, RV, your story a little bit. You've helped thousands of individuals step into their power, become vibrant, become, you know, who they are. But what happens when grief hits? So why don't we talk about your story a little bit and what went on?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Yes, I've been teaching public speaking for 20 years and everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, 2.5 years ago, my husband passed unexpectedly in bed right next to me. His heart stopped and that was the end of his life. And so I struggled with that. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I mean, he was my everything, my best friend, and he was retired, so he was with me 24/7. And so I found myself isolated, depressed. I didn't want to work anymore. The wind went out of my sail. I was contemplating suicide myself. You know, if I walked out into the street and got hit by a car, you know, it couldn't be suicide, right? It's an accident. I mean, I was just crazy, in this space, this dark place. And 3 months after he died, I lost one of my dogs. And then 3 months later, I lost another dog. So within a year and a half, I lost every living creature in my home. And of course, I was very angry for a while at God, you know, screaming at him, what do you want me to do? What now? I mean, how come you took everything that I love away from me, right? So fast, so soon, so close together. And, little did I know what he had in store next for me. But so after about a year and a half, I was watching YouTube. And again, I'm isolated. I wasn't working. I was depressed. And I was watching YouTube and I saw this bodybuilder on YouTube. And her name is Ernestine Shepherd, and she was an 85-year-old Black bodybuilder. And when I saw that, it was like the lights went on and I said, that's it. That's what I want to do. That's what I needed to do. Because, Ken, I needed something that was bigger than my grief, something that was so huge that I could just go for it. So I set a goal right then. Not only was I going to do, be a bodybuilder, but I was going to compete in a bikini contest.
Well, let me back up a little bit because you're saying some important pieces. And I think, people...
Okay.
You know, we go through a lot of change in this world. And, one of the changes we go through is losing our loved ones. And when that happens, I have personal friends right now that have been grieving loss of a loved one for several years. They can't get over it. Right. And, they haven't got on with their life, right? So, when those dark thoughts are there, the sadness is there, the void is there. How do you get along every day? What did you do to get along?
Well, what I did to get along, I mean, thank God I've got God in my life, and the Lord in my life. And I continue to, go to church and continue to pray, even though I was a little mad at him, but I trusted in him. But I just got up every morning. And I always worked out. So I worked out and just tried to maintain. It's just, I had to stay away from crowds because I would just get overwhelmed. So listen to your body. And I couldn't go to networking events anymore. If I went, I would last maybe 30 minutes and then I would be overwhelmed because everybody's so happy and lovey. And then they'll look at you and they go, oh, I'm so sorry, And so that whole, feeling was horrible. So I just didn't go to those kind of events. So listen to your body, pay attention, keep doing what you need to be doing, but be kind to yourself.
Yeah, that's really important. And, because this lasted for a while before you found your next purpose. Were you searching were you searching for something new? What were you thinking? Because I know you know a lot of the principles of how to change things around. What were you, what were you doing at that time?
Well, I was at praying for new direction, and I went to some seminars and women's retreats. And even though I would go and I would just sit and cry and cry and cry, I was looking, I was actively searching for direction and praying for direction in my next, what am I supposed to do now kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was searching, actively searching, even though it might be a little bit of time because I would get overwhelmed or even though I would be in tears most of the time, I was actively searching and praying for new direction.
That's really good because, it sounds like what happened is you lost your sense of not direction, but purpose too.
You lost yourself. A sense of purpose, because I felt like, I mean, even the public speaking is like, am I supposed to do this? I mean, I didn't feel like doing it anymore. I didn't feel like coaching. Every time I had a coaching call and coaching client, I would just go, ugh. I would just dread it at the time, because, and not because I didn't love my clients, but because I didn't feel like I had that strength, that power, that love to give, because I felt so empty emotionally, you know, like someone just took everything out of my gas tank, you know, all that emotional gas tank was empty. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I can relate. I can really relate to that. And I'm sure some of my audience can relate to this too, because, you know, we get to this place and it's like, well, what's in store for us next? Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find out where you found that strength and where you just told us a little bit about the goal that was bigger than yourself. But I want to take a dive into that when we get going.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Hi folks, Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier, with rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm speaking with my friend and guest, Arvy Robinson. For those of you that don't know, Arvy has trained over 7,500 individuals on how to public speak. She's also given over 4,000 talks. And today we're talking about loss, her grief, how she came over it. And I'm doing this for a reason, Arvy. I want my audience to have the tools and skill sets to step in when loss happens, because it happens to all of us. We're not going to avoid it. It's going to happen. So it's good to know some of the ways to get out of this. So let's talk about you, man. So your sense of purpose, right? So you saw this lady on TV. You went, she's 85 years old. She's bodybuilding. Oh, I think I'll go do that.
What? no.
What?
I know. It's crazy. You know, it's amazing because, I don't know why. I've never thought of bodybuilding before. I always would tell people, you know, I worked out the least amount, like 2 days a week, because they don't call it a fun out, right? You know, so it was really transformational, but it was just something inside me that said that was it. And I knew, here's the other thing, Ken, I knew that I needed endorphins. Endorphins really help you with depression. But here's the other thing. I knew I needed to take care of myself because there was nobody to take care of me. I didn't have children like some people do to take care of you. I didn't, you know, my friends were couples and it seemed like they disappeared. So I knew in my heart of hearts, I had to, you know, get even healthier than I was and take care of myself and be around, you know, as healthy as I could possibly be because I just didn't have that kind of support to lean on later in life. So I got, that was another driving force that.
Yeah, but that's also one of the principles that that you're teaching others right today, and that is to find yourself the goal. First of all, something bigger than yourself. You said right. That earlier. You know, to refine your purpose. Second of all, surround yourself with people that are healthy, vibrant, like-minded, that want to. Right. You know, they're doing fun things, and they'll support you, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And it's also commitment. See, people don't realize, you know, it's a commitment. So I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. I work out for an hour and a half every single day, but Sunday. So 6 days a week. Now I didn't start that way. I have to say, I started out 3 days a week. Then I went to four. Then I went to five. Then I went to six. I've been doing it now a year and a half. I've already accomplished my goal of being in the bikini contest, and I'm going to be in two more in a couple more months. But the key here is, and this is why I tell everybody, you have to have commitment, you have to have dedication, and you have to have consistency.
So where did the commitment come from, RB? I mean, where was that, like, all of a sudden this burning desire to go and bodybuild? Where did that come from?
Comes from wanting to feel better, wanting to kind of, you know, get happy again. It's wanting to, you know, it's those endorphins. And here's the most amazing thing, Ken, that I did not expect and was not my intention, but my intention was just for survival. It really was personal survival for myself. But I have inspired so many people just through my videos and through my, you know, social media posts. It's amazing. And I'm starting to see these people go to the gym, you know, friends, old friends of mine, acquaintances of mine, they're actually now going to the gym after a year and a half watching me. Now they know I'm serious and they're stepping it up and they're getting serious and getting healthy. And that is something I never expected to happen. I didn't plan on it happening. So it's like a procession effect of something good that a person is doing. It's amazing. It just blows my mind.
Well, you know, I knew you, you know, and you were always, you were never like overweight. You were a little pudgy at some point, you know? but, you know, that's kind of, we got to tell like it is. But, you know, that's where you started. And now you really, literally, you have the body of a 20-year-old. And you're beautiful.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing because I was, during COVID, I was 145. I mean, now I'm 115. I was 145 and I lost, you know, 30 pounds. You know, I quit drinking altogether because alcohol and grief doesn't go together. And I didn't drink a lot, but, you know, champagne or wine or whatever. I totally knocked that out, changed my diet because diet is so important. You can't out-train a bad diet, you know? So diet is important. Discipline is important. But here's the thing. The rewards are incredible. The rewards are so incredible. I feel younger. I'm in an extra small now, you know, where I was in wearing mediums. I mean, I look better on stages when I speak. I mean, like, and I'm inspiring people, you know, so it's really the rewards outweigh any work or any discipline that it takes to, to do this.
So, you know, we're talking about big change here. And, You know, I know for me,
life
changed. You know, I know for me, you know, there's a point where I was 50 pounds overweight, and I decided I was just going to cut out one thing. I was going to cut out red meat. And, you know, that, but here's the thing with that. Okay. What happened with that is that it wasn't about the red meat. Okay. I could have cut out cheese or sugar, or I could have cut out, you know, dairy products. I could have cut out anything. It wasn't about that. What happened was I had a purpose, right? Because I wanted to feel healthy. I wanted to feel vibrant. I wanted to feel uplifted, right? Just like you. And I had tried everything else. Nothing was working for me. So I thought, I'm just going to do something different, right? So I cut out red meat. What it caused my mind to do was start thinking differently, completely. So I started looking for different ways to eat, different foods to eat. I started thinking, well, you know, if I'm going to eat, like you just said, you know, you can't out train a bad diet. So I said, well, I didn't train at all. I think I better start training. I better start walking, right? You know, I hadn't even walked in 10 years, you know, and for those of you that don't know me, I've been the triathlon for many decades now. And but I did give that up last year. Okay. So now I'm just riding my bike, you know, several hundred miles a week. Yeah. So, but I train, right? You know, but that's the point, right? It, you know, because I want my audience to benefit from this. You know, it's not about, you have to have something bigger than yourself, right? And for me, what was bigger for myself was I wanted to be there for my grandkids and my daughter in old age, quote old age. But I wanted to be healthy and I didn't want to be in pain. And I knew if I kept going the same way I was going, because I saw my parents, I knew that that's my destiny, right? My parents were obese. They were in a lot of pain, a lot of arthritis, diabetes, all this stuff going on, cancers. Didn't want to do that, right? So same with you. Well,
absolutely. And it's kind of like people say, well, find your why. And yours was your grandkids, you know, and mine was really self-survival, you know. But again, the rewards are so great. And to have the ripple effect and to see some, you know, see it now affecting my friends where they're getting to the gym and on a regular basis, not just dabbling. You can't dabble in exercise. You've got to be all in. It's got to be a part of your life. It's got to be like eating and breathing and sleeping. It's got to be a regular regiment. And again, the rewards are just incredible. Like, for instance, you know, so much diabetes comes from, you know, inflammation and from just, you know, too much fat, you know, so you have visceral fat, and the visceral fat is what's around your organs. And so many people have, like, it's in the 20s. Mine is 2, right? 2. I have a 2, which is almost nothing, right? It's been down to as low as a 1. And I'm not trying to say brag. I'm just giving a number for people to, you know, strive for. You've got to get rid of that fat around your organs.
Let me ask you this. Where do you go get tested to get know your fat number?
Good question. A lot of gyms have what's called InBody, InBody, InBody. It's a machine you stand on, and it measures your BMI, you know, your you know,
body mass index.
That's it. Thank you. Your muscle, right? So I'm at 56% muscle on my body, and my fat is 14%. And again, they measure each arm, each leg. And so once you know, then you could start exercising and watch it come down. And there is an app that you get on your phone, and you can keep that information with you. So health doctors have it, like naturopathic doctors often have a machine, and also many gyms have a machine. And most of the time, they'll let you get on it for free. It's not like you have to pay to get on it. But if you did pay,
well, I love that. And you know, it's you know, I've been coaching for 30 years, right? So I always start with the base. You just, you know, you got to know where you are. You got to get out of denial. You've got to say, okay, listen, I'm gonna. No, a lot of people don't want to step on that machine because they really don't want to know. Because they feel at some level, if I know, then there's something bad about me and there's something wrong. No, it's not about that. It's just about reality. Here's where you are. And here, now, when you can't change what you,
yes,
you know, if you can't acknowledge it, you can't change it. Right, RV?
Exactly. It's like not wanting to get on the scale because you know it's going to be, you know, too high. You got to get on there every single day and watch your progress and really want to, you know, to reduce your weight. And the only way you can reduce it really exercise. Is exercise and, and food. Those two things, exercise and food, you know, move more and eat less, period. That's the magic, you know, answer right there. That's a magic.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the excuse is that all my clients have given me over the years is I'm too busy. I mean, it's really it comes to, down to I just got too much going. I don't have time to do that. But that's not true. It's a matter of priorities, right?
Right. So what I do, like I said, I get up at 5 a.m., but I go to bed like by 9. I'm at bed. Nothing good happens after 9. What, television? The news? I mean, come on. What are you doing late at night? If you would just take some of that time, give it back to yourself and put it in the morning and get up early. Look
well,
at what you could do for yourself.
You're inspiring me because I've been, you know, I've been in my little winter coat for a couple months. So it's time to get out. I have to get back out and get going again. So,
I know.
Every day. Absolutely.
Every day.
All right, well, listen, I got to take a quick break. You know, when we come back, I'd like to talk about your new book. And I'd like to let my audience know about where they can get that so they can kind of pick your brain with that book so it'll inspire and motivate them to get moving. So we'll be right back. And for all of you that have joined us today, I want to encourage you to do a couple things. First of all, go out and get RV's book. You know, that's a good way to start. I also have a book out there called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. That book you can find either on Amazon in the Kindle area, or you can go to couragetochange.us and get the hard copy for yourself. Couragetochange.us. You know, we are all here growing, learning, evolving, becoming the best version of ourselves. Some of you, it's taking longer, and some of you are doing it quickly. Either way, it's okay. It's all okay. But for those of you that are just sitting on the sidelines watching your life, now's the day. Today's the day. I hope we've inspired you to step into the power that lies within you. Take some actions today to better yourself and better your life. One of the actions you can take is let somebody know about this show today. If it's inspired you, let your family members know. You can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. And I want to just say one last thing. I say it every show, but I want to say it to you now. I encourage you to really take these words to heart. Strive to see the unseeable, to know the unknowable, and therefore do the impossible. My guest showed you the path. I show it to you each week. Take it to heart and have a blessed week. Talk to you soon. Hello, and everybody. This is your host of the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. So glad you joined me today. I have a very special show. I would also say it's an important show for anybody that's ever gone through a loss. So, you know, me personally, years ago, you know, if I lost a pencil, I would go through grief. But we're talking major losses, right? We're not talking about losing a pencil or losing something, a material object. We're talking about deep loss when you lose a family member, a friend, somebody that you're close to. And we're talking about not only lose the loss, the grief process, but how do you reignite your life after that? How do you get back on track? How do you take what's happened, learn from it, grow from it, understand what's going on, and be able to turn your life around so that you live a life filled with joy, with happiness, with vitality, with abundance, with love in your life again, right? That is no small feat, but it can be done. And I have a very special guest who I've known for many years that's going to be on the show today. We're going to be talking about the process of grief and, just as important, how to step into your power, even become more powerful after going through this grief period. So it's not a downer show. It's an up show. I don't want you to feel like, oh, we're going to bring up a bunch of wounds in your life and you're going to feel down. No, that's not what this show is about. This show is about empowering you to step into your power and take your life to the next level. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, my guest will join us.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. That sedentary inactivity is terrible for your health. It's time to add some extra steps to your day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. It's the easiest exercise you will ever do.
Ellipse fits perfectly under my desk, and it is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better. My knees feel better. My back feels better. It makes me feel stronger, too.
Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work. Loosen stiff joints and tight muscles, reduce swelling, alleviate cramps, and calm restless legs.
Ellipse is so smooth, so easy on my joints. My legs are stronger, my joints are no longer stiff. I can walk without pain. My mobility is as good as it was 20 years ago.
Other seated exercises produce harsh, jarring movement, but Ellipse's 46% larger rotational diameter provides more exercise plus ultra-smooth motion that's safe, super low impact, and feels great. Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Be one of the first 300 callers and get upgraded to the Ellipse Deluxe Bundle, a $100 value. Yours free. Get the faster motor that produces more than 5 miles worth of steps per hour, the non-slip mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm speaking with my guest, RV Robinson. You know, if you just joined us, we're talking about life. We're talking about your life. We're talking about how to live life with vitality, with joy, with some happiness, to put some more purpose and passion back in your life. And we're talking about RV's story, about how that happened. And I'm trying to pick her brain to figure out how this brain works to inspire you. So RV, you got a new book out, right? And yeah, you know, it's a powerful new book. There it is. The Impact of One Voice. People can get that on Amazon. Let's see if we can get us to get it up on the screen here. Okay, there it is. Okay. So The Impact of One Voice, and it says Volume 2. That's interesting. Okay. So tell me about the book a little bit and why you wrote it.
All right. So this book actually is a collaboration. A lot of my clients, you know, several of my clients joined me. But this book was based on people's individual story. And so my full story of grief and how to overcome the grief is in this book. And it was inspired from the first book, which I didn't plan on doing a second book. So again, the first book is Your Voice, Story, and Message Matters. So it's helping, you know, people to get their stories out there in the world so that they can inspire others.
So what, when a reader reads that book, what are the benefits they're going to get from reading that book? What's the takeaways, would you say?
The takeaways, because it is several authors, you can just read anywhere. You can start and open the book, whatever title inspires you. But it's all about inspiring stories. So I feel like when you read them, you feel better about yourself, better about where you are. There's some ideas, again, on how to overcome challenges in life. that sometimes we just can't see because we're too close to it. We're just, our head is in the sand and in the thick of it. So by reading other people's stories, it's like you're going, oh, maybe my life isn't so bad after all, you know, that kind of thing. Or you get ideas on, oh, okay, I've got the same challenge. Let me try that. So it's a wonderful solution to life challenges.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that we don't need inspiration now and then. We need it every day. I don't know, you know, about you, but that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. Every day. Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Arby, what's next for you? What, you know, you're doing so many things. What's next for Arby now?
Well, now, interestingly enough, I have been moved to combine my public speaking experience, skills, and training with fitness, believe it or not. So it's a natural progression. So my next event is called Fit, Fame, and Fortune, because I've learned through doing that it's like a triangle. So you want success, fitness is at the top. Becoming fit is at the top, and then there's fame and fortune. Because if you're not fit, and again, this is just to encourage people, not to make them feel bad, but I learned it. Remember, I was like 35 pounds overweight, but you just have more stamina for your business when you're fit and feeling good. You're in a better mood. You can go and approach people. There's confidence. This is something I didn't mention yet. Confidence. It's incredible where I can just step out and I have a lot more confidence. And I wasn't bothered by my body before. I wasn't ashamed of it, but now it's a whole different ball game, and I just carry myself with more confidence, and that attracts more people, which will attract more clients and more opportunities. It's an amazing thing, and I'm still discovering it, Ken, all of the nuances with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you change one thing, you change it all. That's, I think, my point earlier. And and I know you, it's not about the body. It's about the commitment, the passion, getting out of pain and suffering. It's about stepping into a greater you, stepping in outside of your comfort zone on a consistent basis to be able to do things that you thought were impossible. There's a whole bunch that goes around this, right? Plus, you end up with a really nice body. I mean, that's cool, right?
And, you know, I want to mention to people that don't know me, it's never too late. I'm 69. I started when I was 68. I mean, come on. A lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, we're done, right? So it's never too late to start. It's never too late to change something. It's never too late for transformation. You know, in 4 months, I'm going to be 70 and I'm going to be in 2 bikini contests. I mean, come on. You can do whatever you want to do. Just do it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think has been pretty much shared over the years, but, you know, a lot of people don't believe that they can build muscle after a certain age, right?
Which yes, is, you can.
Let me see that muscle, baby. There you are. Right? Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
And that's only a year and a half. I mean, you don't have to go, oh, I got to work out for 10 years to get muscle. No, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Less than a year and a half, because I've had it for quite a while now.
So. That's pretty amazing, actually. That's really amazing. Yeah.
It is. I'm amazed every day.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are inspired and amazed too, you know, because we live in a society that basically says, you know, you're kind of done after about, you know, 45, 50, right? You're done.
Right.
And now you're looking forward to retirement, and then people are retiring at whatever age. And, you know, after retirement, I think you know, you retire at 65, let's say. I think the average age is something like, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years after that, you're gone, right? If you retire and you don't do anything, you're gone, right?
Right. You have no purpose.
You have no passion. You give up because there's nothing to do. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Listen, I put on the screen there where you can get a hold of RV. For my listening audience, it's rvrobinson.com. That's A-R-V-E-E, Robinson, robinson.com. You can find out more about RV or programs or coaching or training programs at rvrobinson.com. Just want to mention that for you, RV. All right. RV, I want to ask you this. Okay, a lot of people want to know.
Yes.
Was that your greatest challenge that you ever faced in your life, was the loss of your husband? Or did you have other challenges that were kind of on par with that, or it really kind of took you down over your life?
No, that was the biggest one. That just knocked everything out of me. You know, and you know what's interesting is going through, I mean, now I'm over it. I mean, if we had this conversation a year ago, I'd be in tears. But, people would always tell me, oh, he's in a better place. And I'm like, this was a pretty damn good place right here with me, because they don't know what to say, But I would like get angry. I'm like, no, this was a good place right here. But yeah, I would say that was the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life. And it's given me a lot of empathy. I mean, we've all lost our parents. I've lost my parents. I've lost my grandparents. But it's given me a lot of feelings toward people that lost their children or lost siblings. When you lose somebody major, your parents are going to go. They're older than you. They talk about it. They get ready. They tell you they got their funeral. I mean, you're prepared kind of, but I was not prepared, Ken, for this. I went to bed, with my husband and woke up, with him gone. I mean, and I was hitting him. I was like trying to get him to wake up and say, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I just was, it was just an incredible experience.
I think you make a good point. I lost a brother at 42 and I lost my mother that same year, but we knew she was gone. But my brother was instant. He went instant. He had a brain aneurysm, right? So we weren't prepared for that. Mm. And it was difficult to get over that. It just was. Right. It wasn't the same. Yeah. When you talk from your experience, I can tell you, you're dead on. It just takes what it takes. For those that are listening right now, what would you tell somebody that's recently lost, quickly, right? Loved one, husband or a wife or a brother or sister or somebody they love dearly, but it happened instantly like that. What would you tell them? How to get over that?
I would just tell them to be kind to yourself. You don't have to do anything, be anything, or have anything else. Just be and be with it. Be with the feeling. Because I've tried all kinds of things. I tried grief share. I tried, grief this, grief that. Reading books. It didn't work for me. Only thing that worked was time and being with that feeling and feeling it, allowing yourself to grieve and to feel sad and know that that's okay. That's the only way for me that I could get over it, is to be with it, not run away from it, not cover it up or pretend like a lot of people, have to do because they have children or something like that. Just give yourself the time to be with it and grieve in your own way by yourself. That's how you'll get over it. And then set a goal that's bigger than you.
Well, let me ask you this, a deep question. You might want to answer it or not, but what did life teach you about living and death as a result of going through this?
Good question. That's important, because when my husband was alive and he worked, I work at home, he was here, we'd go to lunch and I'd be like in a hurry all the time. Come on, I got to get back. I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. Right. So you know what? All that stuff, Ken, does not matter. My husband was what mattered. Right. So now I take it easy. I don't stress it. I don't get upset at people, because you know what? Work is work. That's not what matters. People are what matters. And time with people is what matters. All that other stuff, time with your email, cleaning up your what? It's baloney. It's baloney. Just let it go and be with people and build relationships with those around you. That's what it's taught me, to value love more. value that, honor that.
Well, and I want to say that you walk that, you walk that talk. That's not just something you're saying to people. You know, I happen to know that you drive all the way down from LA several hours to get to my wife's events, Judy's events, the Women's Wisdom events in San Diego. And, you know, when you first started doing that, I was surprised, but now I get it, right? It is, not only is it a very powerful group of women that you contribute tremendously to, you're making that important, you know, and your presence there is important to others, which is just amazing how people are so inspired by your presence. Just, it's not about what you say or do. I think it's just about you being you. And I think that's where people really connect with us, when we can spend time with the people we love like that. So you walk it, baby. You walk it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, life is tricky, and we go through a lot of changes. You know, one moment we're up, one moment we're down. You know, there's a lot of pain and pleasure in life, right? And unfortunately, the pain comes with the pleasure, and the pleasure comes with the pain. And so one of the things that I like what you're doing now is you're on this quest of freedom, right? So you freed yourself from the pain and pleasure of the past relationship. What else are you freeing yourself from right now?
I feel like I've freed myself from, unhealthy things, unhealthy habits, you know, not that I had a lot of them, but I did, you know, before I started, you know, heavily working out, I enjoyed my champagne and I enjoyed my glass of wine. And so I freed myself from that. I don't touch it at all. And it's been almost, 2.5 years. Because I stopped right before my husband passed. And thank God, because I could have gone that direction, Ken. I could have gone a totally different direction and, tried to heal that way. And that's just no way to heal. So it's freed me from that. It's freed me, you know, from, again, those bad habits and from just always feeling like I had to work and I had to produce and I had to do this and I had to do that. It's freed me from that. I still work. Guess what? I'm just as productive now. I'm back to work out. You know, I took about 2 years off. You know, it took me that long before I got back into the, you know, full swing again. And now I'm back into full swing. But give yourself that. You know, I mean, I didn't know if I was going to retire. I was thinking, you know, maybe I just need to retire and just travel or just sit around or just because I just couldn't seem to bring myself to do the work. I just couldn't do it. And when you have that feeling, honor it. Don't force yourself. Just let it be.
Yeah. Well, you've come a long way. And, you know, I think the advice that you're giving people today is really well-founded in wisdom, the wisdom of experience that maybe you didn't want to go through, but you did go through. And you've come out on the other side. You know, I tell my clients, slow down to succeed. Well, you know, you don't have to go through loss. You can just start right now. Slow down to succeed. Take space in your day. You know, like you said, make the relationships important, whether it's your home relationships or your business associates, right? Treat them as kindly as you treat yourself. And if you don't treat yourself kindly, learn how to treat yourself kindly so you can treat others kindly, right?
I so agree. Treat yourself kindly first.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's easy to talk about. It's not so easy to do. It's easy to talk about wanting to work out and go to the gym, and it's not so easy to do. But I have found this, and maybe you found this too. You know, it really doesn't take that long for most people to create a new habit, right? Sometimes it does, depending on the habit. But, you know, I found myself, like, when I go to the gym 3 days, that's about what it takes to reignite it. Then I want to keep going. It's just that first hump, right? And you just, you're easy on yourself. You say, you know, today I'm just going to go and work out. Or today I'm going to go for a walk. Or today I'm going to do something outside of my comfort zone. I'm just going to move myself in a new direction. It's just small steps, right? You took small steps, I'm sure, at the beginning, right?
I took small steps. I went 3 days a week, then four, then five.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Small steps. Yeah. That's it. And what happens is all of a sudden, it's kind of funny, you know, how the mind works, right? it's like as soon as the mind starts to associate your new pattern with finding it with happiness or joy or a new sense of purpose, all of a sudden the mind becomes your friend and it encourages you to get over there. Go do it. The body is too. Your body will start feeling like, oh, I it's time for me to go work out. And if
I agree.
Right.
And you know, we have to mention one other thing, Ken, and that is get a coach. Right? For anything you want to change in your life, right? If you, you know, an executive coach like yourself for business, but you need a coach for the training. And I got a coach right away when I went 3 days a week. It was an online coach, but I got a coach. And then when I knew I needed something more, in-person coach, I found an in-person coach, which I still have a year and a half later, yeah. Right? Yeah. Because you do more for your coach than you would yourself, right? My coach pushes me, yep. Right? She loads on the heavy pounds on the leg lifts or whatever it is I'm doing. Right. She's like, oh, you can do that. We're going to give you more. You know, yep. I wouldn't do that for myself, right? I would make it probably a little easier. Get a coach.
Yeah, get a coach and get outside of your comfort zone. Get a coach, you know, you need a workout coach, you need a mental coach, you need a health coach, whatever
coach. Coach.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Whatever you want to improve, exactly. You get a coach.
I love it. All right, well, that's our final message to you. RV, our time is up. It flew by, if you can believe that. Thank you so much for joining us, and I really appreciate you as my friend. And I wish you so much success in your path. You've inspired me and so many others. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
And for all of you that have joined us today, I want to encourage you to do a couple things. First of all, go out and get RV's book. You know, that's a good way to start. I also have a book out there called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. That book you can find either on Amazon in the Kindle area, or you can go to courage2change.us and get the hard copy for yourself. Courage2change.us. You know, we are all here growing, learning, evolving, becoming the best version of ourselves. Some of you, it's taking longer, and some of you are doing it quickly. Either way, it's okay. It's all okay. But for those of you that are just sitting on the sidelines watching your life, Now's the day. Today's the day. I hope we've inspired you to step into the power that lies within you. Take some actions today to better yourself and better your life. One of the actions you can take is let somebody know about this show today. If it's inspired you, let your family members know. You can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. And I want to just say one last thing. I say it every show, but I want to say it to you now. I encourage you to really take these words to heart. Strive to see the unseeable, to know the unknowable, and therefore do the impossible. My guest showed you the path. I show it to you each week. Take it to heart and have a blessed week. Talk to you soon.